Looking for the top dogs. The Greyhound Form Express.
Here we go. Set and ready. Racing. Winlock on top, out wide, got away quickly. Zulu Warlord flew out. Wow, charging across into second position. They'll follow by Fire Legend. Winlock on top, followed up by Incapacitated. Then Vicky's Queen, Ritzer Cohen. Unison at the rear. Wow, moved up on the outside of Zulu Warlord on the top turn. They go together. Ford and Winlock on top. They're followed by Fire Legend. Wow, went to the lead. He's racing away now, Wow. He's won the Paws of Thunder. Wow, by two. Winlock on top, a massive run finishing second.
Wonderful night of greyhound racing there at Wentworth Park last night, and the Paws of Thunder final taken out by Wow, and it's great to have George Frusier along to discuss all of that and preview sale this afternoon as well. Hello, George.
G'day, Matty. How are you this morning?
Terrific. What a terrific night of greyhound racing it was there at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, it was, and his name says it all, Wow. He's won eight on the trot now. He's in that sequence of wins. He's won three group races. He's broken a track record at Gosford. And now he's a Group 1 winner after running 29.40s again at Wentworth Park. Look, Karina Britton is the trainer. Clearly the best greyhound she's ever had, and he's going to take her on the ride of her life, that's for sure. Obviously, he got a nomination for the Templee. That all but assures his spot, clearly, if they choose to come down to Victoria and take on our best greyhounds. And I'll tell you what, the way he's racing, he would be in amongst it for sure. It was a terrific, terrific victory by Wow. He's done things the hard way. He had to do it from box five, and he was brilliant. There was three other group races on the night, and the Hallinan family, of course, they are known in the greyhound world for having all the greyhounds that have the zipping prefix, Matty, and there's a lot of those running around. They run a rearing farm in Orange on hundreds of acres. They do a terrific job, and they won both.
Did on a busy morning here on RSN.
All good. Races come first. But, yeah, so obviously the Hallinan family had both the National Derby and National Futurity winners for the young greyhounds, for the boys and the girls, with Zipping Sapporo winning the Futurity and Zipping Moose winning the National Derby, both trained by young trainer Luke Adams. So it was a big thrill for that family. I spoke to Cameron Hallinan, who's the son of Marty and Fiona Hallinan, and he just said it's just a dream come true. That's what dreams are made of. To win two Group 1s on the one night is unbelievable. There was also a Group 2 race over the distance, the Summer Plate, and the Hallinans ran second in it with Zipping Truby, but the winner was Stanley Road. A terrific, terrific win. They backed him from $4.60 into $2.20. Matty, we spoke about it all week, and the punters certainly got their cash back with a terrific come-from-behind victory over run like Jess and Zipping Truby. So, huge night of racing there at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, it was a massive night, and I'm sure yourself and Molly and Gareth will be across all of it off the leash on Tuesday morning on RSN Central as well. But we do need to get stuck into this preview of sale this afternoon, Georgie. What do you make of it as from a punting perspective, this card at sale?
Yeah, good meeting at sale, and of course we're not doing Sandown because they're sort of already kicked off, so I thought I'd just give people time to have their brekkie and then we could get into
it. It's a great decision. Well done.
All good.
All right, the first leg of the quaddy at sale this afternoon is race number 5. The favourite is the 2 Formidable here at $2.40. Just the one scratching, the 5 comes out. What do you make of the first leg of the quaddy, George?
Yeah, my numbers are 3, 2 and 6. I've got Omega Dodge on top. Look, he's the class runner here. He's got city form. I know he can be a little bit hit or miss early, but if he gets clear running, he'll be very hard to beat. Formidable, the favourite, the clear danger. He's got good speed, ran 25.11 here recently, so probably will set a nice little pace here. And close to him would probably be Rainbow Wish. Racing well, good sale form. It's got some nice speed as well. So 3 to beat 2 and 6.
3 to beat 2 and 6 there in the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg of the quaddy is race number 6. Take out numbers 2 and 8. The favourite is the 5, Liquid Fire, at a very short quote of $1.30. Is this dog the one to beat, George?
Yeah, absolutely. He's won 4 out of 5. Most of his form has been up the straight at Healesville, and it's really good form. He's got some solid PBs there. I think the only danger is that the one prime time. He's a recent 25.96 winner at Warrigal. He runs up to that, he'd be in contention, especially from the box draw. So 5 to beat 1 in leg 2.
5 to beat 1 there in the second. Race number 7 is the third leg of the quaddy. The favourite is the 2, Camulos, at $2.15. The 1, Bangor Sophia, is at $3.70. And the 4, Maxwell, is at $3.80. How do you see race 7, George?
Yeah, I think the market's probably got it right. But I've gone 2 to beat 4. Camulos, as you mentioned, he's got the speed to lead. 26.05 at Warrigal recently. It's probably good enough to win a race like this. Number 4, Maxwell, the danger. He ran 25.17 winning at sale recently, but I like the way he went about it. He didn't lead. He got to the line really nicely. So two to beat number four in the third leg.
Two to beat four in race seven. In race number eight, it's the last leg of the quaddy. Favourite is the six, Jayville Slick, at $2.70. The one, Just Burning, is at $4. Is the favourite the one to beat here again, George?
Oh, I've gone one to beat eight and six. I've gone Just Burning on top. 29.52, runner-up at sale last start. Placed in three or four from box one. I think it'll be thereabouts early, and then it'll be hard to run down. The other two, Jayville Tuxedo off box eight, ran 29.65 at Sandown on December 20, and Jayville Slick, the grand you mentioned, coming back from distance, his better form is probably over a little bit further ground, but I think it's a bit of a dropping class for him. We certainly can't leave him out. One to beat eight and six.
How do we make a dollar there at sale this afternoon, Georgie?
Yeah, quaddy numbers 2, 3, and 6 into 1 and 5, into 2 and 4, into 1, 6, and 8. I do like one just after the quaddy leg, race 9, number 1, Angel Eyes, about $1.95. Hopefully we can get $2 even money. 25.88 run at Warrigal recently, placed in 5 of 6 at sale, drawn well. I think it's a class runner. I think it'll win.
Good on you, Georgie. Good luck this afternoon. We'll catch you on the Form Express tomorrow.
Speak soon, Matt.